This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Shuley, are you blissed?
Yes.
What's new with Dr. Shuley?
Well, a quiet week and nothing special.
Oh, that's kind of nice. That's really, really kind of nice. I told the story about last week about how a guy in the village where we are wanted our son to install a radio in his truck, and the radio was a marine radio, and it's illegal to use a marine radio on the land, and for obvious reasons that marine radios are for, you know, SOS calls and emergencies, and you don't want those frequencies tied up with people talking about, you know, who's got donuts and yelling and screaming at each other and, you know, cursing each other and, you know, just the way people behave today. So marine radios are not for use while hunting dogs. And this guy wanted to use his marine radio, which is about five times the wattage, to talk with his buddies while they're trying to execute dogs, you know, that are running around wild. So I guess that's a sport, you know, looking for, oh, there's one, we can kill that one, let's line them up. And so our son said that he would not install his radio in this guy's truck. And this guy is a senior citizen. He and his hunting buddies like to go out and kill dogs. And so the next day, our mailbox is bashed in, broken up, and stolen. So, they literally took all the pieces of the wood apart, bashed it in, and stole it. So it's really interesting what happens when you don't agree with the, the way things are done in the Wild West here. I mean, so have you ever had anything like that where your property was attacked because you refused to break the law? Has that ever happened to you?
Not that I'm aware of yet.
Well, the Fennelli family is really anxious to meet these people. Oh, man. So, you know, we've seen this before. We won't let people kill animals on our property. We kind of think that if the deer live here, that's fine with us. And hunters are annoyed because they'll see, you know, deer with a nice rack, and they'll want to execute it from the road. And when we stop them, then what they do is they'll kill deer anyway if we're not there. And they'll dump the guts, you know, right at the end of our driveway, you know, just, you know, for us to clean up.
To me, that is protection of your land if you shoot them.
Yeah. Well, we have a reputation for being hostile to some types. Even the census worker reported me. She came here one weekend evening. It was dark or getting dark, and she showed up and she wanted to know all kinds of things, like where does someone live, and didn't ask any questions about our census, but she was not from this area, and she asked me all kinds of questions, and I told her, I don't know where these people live. You know, do you know where this person lives? No, I don't. But you can ask that person up the road, they might know. So she left, and then she reported me for answering the coming to the door with a gun. So she said I was. So she officially filled out the report that I was uncooperative, hostile, and I had a gun. And I was livid because she trespassed on our property. I didn't come to her place. She came over here. So I guess I have a documented history of
carrying a gun.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I had it on my hip. It wasn't like I was holding it in my hand, you know, pointing at it. I just had it on my hip. But so, Dr. Shealy, here's an interesting story. Now, it's going to be very difficult for, well, it'll be difficult to do in a lot of ways. Number one, let me tell you, this is all true. This is from The Mirror. It's themirror.co.uk. And it's hard for me to tell the story because they keep asking me to accept their terms and agreements, and I won't do that. So I have to keep refreshing the screen. But here we go. And it's all grayed out, so it's hard to read. But I'm going to try. So now, I'm not kidding about this, Dr. Shealy, because it's going to seem like I've lost my mind when I start to talk about this. So there's a... Let me see. Let me refresh it right now. I'll have to read some of it quickly. Okay. There we go. Proud dad Reuben Sharp tells the story how he gave birth to a miracle baby in Britain's... And it just... Got to refresh it. In Britain's what? It just... It's worth reading. He was beaming with pride, and he had a baby. But he, I'm going from memory because I can't refresh it enough times. He was a she, so he was transgender. So he gave birth, and there was a sperm donor who was a male, but then became a female. And the whole procedure was delivered by a transgender doctor. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that?
Well, no. Not even to be aware that it could happen.
Well, yeah, and that's, I mean, that's how far we have fallen. It's really hard to look at these people to figure out who's who, but... So a transgender couple had a baby, and anyway, that's I wish I could read this story, but I can't because I have to agree to the terms and conditions. All right, so another story. Now this deals with canines, and I know that we don't normally talk about this, but I think it's important because it relates to diet. And so the FDA has announced, and this is FDA.gov, so it's a government corporation website. So in July 2018, the FDA announced that it had begun investigating reports of canine dilated cardiomyopathy, DCM, in dogs eating certain pet foods, and many of them labeled as grain-free. So they contained high proportions of peas and lentils and other legumes and legume seeds, and or potatoes in various forms, whole flour and protein, etc., as main ingredients. So those would be the ingredients listed in the first 10. And that would be listed before vitamins and minerals. So many of these cases report breeds of dogs that have not been previously known to have a genetic predisposition. Boy, I just lost connection. Genetic predisposition to the disease. So what they're saying is that there are dog foods that have had the grains removed and the dogs are dying of heart attacks. Now, how does that relate to people? Doesn't what we eat affect our overall health, including don't we have an increased potential for having heart attacks based on changing our diet to less nutritious foods?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And so now people are really worried about this because it's happening to golden retrievers and Great Danes and pit bulls and German shepherds and Doberman pinschers and Australian shepherds and then boxers and mastiffs. And mastiffs, so that's what we have. It's so many dogs. So here's what's happening, and the reason I'm saying this is because I don't think people really are paying attention. Let me try to say this.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that, you know, we just eat and eat and eat, and we don't read the labels, and if we go to restaurants, we don't know what's in that, you know, stuff on our plate. But here we have dog food that has been changed. So if we pick up the bag and we just say, well, it's dog food, it says DOG right on there, let's feed it to our dog, and then the dog dies, you know, after a year or so because the ingredients are not sufficient for sustenance of life for our dogs. I'm very concerned about that, and I'm concerned that if we look around us, people are eating food that they shouldn't eat. Any comments before we talk about the manifestation of that? Because
the most important thing to remember is that 80% of the food eaten in this country by people is not real food. 80%. 60% of that in the grocery stores and 100% of that in fast food restaurants is not real food.
Okay. Well, here's a story. Now, this is from overseas in Europe. And the headlines in the Daily Mail say firefighters have lifted more than 2,000 obese patients from their homes and into ambulances since 2017. So crews get called out. They deal with cases about twice a day. I'm talking about firemen. Now, these are huge fire trucks with a boom or crane, if you will. And what they're called in, it's like, okay, there's an obese person. We can't get that person through the door. There's not enough of us to carry that person. So what they do is they look at the building, and then they say, all right, well, for example, here's a literal case. So at 9 a.m., three nurses and a paramedic arrive at the house. Fire officers then assess the exit route to decide to remove the French doors. So they take two doors, like a 5-foot or a 6-foot opening, they take the doors off in order to gain access to get the boom inside. Then the police officers and an ambulance arrive. Then fire engines arrive because they find that the crane that they brought the first time isn't heavy enough to lift the person out. So it's 3 hour, a 3 hour ordeal to get someone out of their house, if you will, in Europe, because they weigh so much that nobody can lift them. And a bunch of guys can't lift them. We're talking about firemen who are used to doing heavy, hard work. So what I'm saying is the ingredients are changing. People aren't paying attention. They're getting so fat they don't even know it. They can't get out of the houses. And now they have to call the fire department to get them into an ambulance. The fire department's only there to get the person on a gurney with a crane into an ambulance so the ambulance can take them to the hospital. So to me, yes, and that's happening. That's happening twice a day in many fire departments in England. 2,000 times in 2 years. We don't think this kind of stuff happens. So who pays for that? So last week when we were talking about, fat people are causing more pollution than people who are not fat, there's just another example. So we're talking about, a couple fire trucks, an ambulance, all this to get someone out of their house. So, yes, people who are overweight are causing more pollution than people who are not overweight. Any comments, Dr. Shuey, about that?
Well, let's face it. Over 70% of Americans are overweight. That alone, less than 30% have a normal weight.
How is that possible? We know how it's possible.
I know
it's hypothetically.
Because people are stupid. And that's the kind of thing
When I was in elementary school, there was one fat guy. Just one. One fat guy. Now there might be one guy who's not fat. Dr. Shuey, I'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Sheila is with us. And Dr. Sheila, I'm kind of laughing because yesterday, our son was in the kitchen with Mrs. Finelli, his mom. And he said, no, there's this, you know, he mentioned Harvey Weinstein, you know, the producer in Hollywood who's been accused of sexual improprieties. And he mentioned that there's this actor whose name is Harvey Fierstein. So it's Harvey Fierstein, the actor, who is gay, and Harvey Weinstein, who's been accused of being a predator. Okay, so the actor, Harvey Fierstein, is annoyed because people are confusing him with Harvey Weinstein. Okay, so our son was telling my wife about this actor who's like frosted because he's confused with this sexual predator, or alleged sexual predator. So he said, well, let me look it up. So he goes to the internet on my computer in the kitchen, and he types in Harvey Fierstein, or Stein, who's this openly gay actor. Now, there was a reason why I'm telling you this story, class. Don't let this happen to you. So he goes to this story about Harvey Fierstein, and it says, it's called IndieWire, IndieWire.com. And it says, Harvey Fierstein sets the record straight for once. I ain't Weinstein. Now, our son went to that. Now, what happened? What happened? Right after that, my computer is plagued with advertisements for taking gay cruises and all kinds of gay things. Because our son went to this story. So, the point is, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't let people use your computer, because that can happen to you. Now, I don't know how I'm going to stop this, but So, I'm getting the world's largest cruise for gay people. You know, they're taking over an entire cruise ship, and I can't stop this. It's all over my screen. So as a public service announcement, don't let people use your computer. That's the story. Drinking 4 cups of coffee a day, according to another article I've read, could reduce weight gain from an unhealthy diet by stifling genes that make the body build fat, a rat study finds. So researchers in Illinois, in the United States, have tested the effects of caffeine consumption on rats, and they found out that the equivalent of 4 cups of coffee reduced fat storage process. So now they're thinking that caffeine could be an anti-obesity agent. Is that possible, Dr. Shilley?
One of my favorite statements is, poor breath is, halitosis is better than no breath at all.
Right.
And so 2 to 4 cups of coffee is unhealthy for your heart, but so is being overweight. So, if you won't use common sense to lose weight, then try it.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was younger and I had a job, I used to drink several cups of coffee a day. And then if you stop drinking coffee, you get a headache, right? You get a caffeine headache, so you start drinking coffee. And pretty soon you can be drinking so much coffee that you're kind of addicted to it and you're looking for it. And I would think that too much coffee is just, it can't be good for you to have so much coffee that if you look at your fingers, you're literally shaking, from too much coffee. And isn't that possible? Because it seems like that's happened to me.
Yes, indeed.
What do you think about these drinks that have the 5-hour energy type drinks that have vitamin B complex plus I don't know what else in them?
Are you concerned? I think
junk. Okay. And do we pay for this later, Dr. Shilley? So for example, the student who stays up all night because he didn't study and he stays up all night and maybe pulls what's called an all-nighter to study for the exam and then collapses. Now, don't we pay for that,
Of course.
With a shortened lifespan?
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right.
Yeah.
When we come back, Dr. Shilley, do you have any New Year's resolutions that you'd like to share with us? If you do, I've got one. I'd love to hear yours if you have some. Or some that you think other people should implement as New Year's resolutions. Dr. Shuey, and I'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is ordering new public safety measures to protect Jewish neighborhoods from hate and violence following Saturday's stabbing attacks that wounded 5 people at a Hanukkah celebration at the home of a rabbi north of New York City.
Light towers at key locations and communities are already 15 up, 6 more are coming, and we will add as needed. We will be adding more security cameras.
U.S. airstrikes pounding militias in Iraq and Syria over the weekend. And the Pentagon says the targets were linked to Iranian-backed forces that have reportedly been attacking American and Iraqi military installations.
This morning, the Pentagon says U.S. forces have carried out airstrikes in Somalia a day after a deadly car bombing there that killed at least 79 people. In these attacks by the U.S., four terrorists were reportedly killed. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds,
dirty.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, New Year's is just, you can measure it in hours away. Dr. Shilley, your New Year's resolution, do you have one that you'd like to share with the class?
Detach more than ever. More than ever. The crap is multiplying daily, and I really just detach.
Yeah, so I believe what you're saying is if you can't influence it, if you can't do anything about it, worrying about it will just shorten your life and encourage disease. So just don't put up with it. Just turn it off. Okay. Dr. Shilley, my New Year's resolution is somewhat similar. Not exactly, but I am resolving to increase my intolerance. When I see someone at the Chinese factory outlet just leaving their cart behind another person's vehicle and just walking away so that the person who might approach the vehicle from the front might just get in the car and back into the shopping cart and damage the rear of the car, when I see something like that, and I have, my new resolution is to increase my intolerance and just say, "Yo, what's the matter with you? You know, why would you do that? Why don't you do what everyone else does and put that cart in the cart return? Why don't you do that?" Or when people are rude, not tolerate that, speak up. When people are nosy and want to pry into other people's business, speak up. And when people don't know what their job is at a store and they ask if they can help you and they don't know what they're doing, and they shouldn't be there, ask for the manager and say, "See that guy over there with the red smock? Why did you hire him? He's wasting my time. He doesn't know what he's doing. He shouldn't be here." And if the manager gives you a hard time, explain to the manager that he shouldn't be there either. So that, and, I'm avoiding paying sales tax and taxes whenever I can. Not evasion. Evasion is illegal, but avoidance is perfectly legal. So if I can avoid paying taxes, I am doing it every way I know how that's legal. Okay? And typically that means I'm not going to buy it new. If I can buy it from someone who already has paid the sales tax, well, it's already been paid, and I don't have to pay it again, so I'm not going to. And if it's farm equipment, I'm not going to pay tax on it because it's for the farm. So, class, you can do the same thing. You can start your own business and pay less in taxes and have more deductions and give less to the government corporation if you start your own business. But most people won't do that. Dr. Shuley, any comments on what I said?
Go for it.
Okay. All right. Well, and what is the most common health complaint that you hear in your practice? So, you meet lots of patients.
Number one is truly anxiety. Just plain
all right,
anxiety.
So what are people anxious about? Finances, family matters, not getting along with other people, politics.
There it causes feelings of illness and fatigue and insomnia and ultimately pain and depression. So all of these are the subtitles, if you will, after anxiety.
So when you hear that someone, let me ask this first. When you meet a person for the first time, do you have an inclination what they may be there for? Can you just look at a person and say, "Well, I think I know why you're here"? Okay.
Well, it's most of the time. It's going to be anxiety of, I can look at them and see they're afraid. They are upset. They can't detach.
Okay. If they had more money, would they have less anxiety?
No. Almost never.
Okay. Okay. If they had less weight, would they have less anxiety?
Yes.
Okay. Do you find that there is a dependency on a cell phone and anxiety? Have you been able to link those two things? Meaning, so while you're talking to the patient, they're kind of fiddling around, looking down.
It rings while I'm within the first 5 minutes of talking to them. They forgot to turn it off.
Yeah, but your appointments are typically up to an hour or more, right? So during that hour, do you find that they're looking for the phone anyway, even though they've turned it off, just to check to see if it might have rung?
You've noticed.
Okay, so are we at the point now where the cell phone can be linked to addiction, meaning people just can't put that stupid thing away?
Of course. They actually are severely agitated by the feeling that they can't handle it.
So let me see if I've got this right. So the patients are anxious because they haven't been on their phone for that hour, and it bothers them.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yes.
So this is a real thing. This telephone, this cell phone addiction is real.
That, oh yeah.
Do you think there's a way to measure that?
Well.
So I mean, run someone through a test and say, okay, you're at a 99 out of 100, addicted, or you seem to not be very addicted. You're only at a 10.
Well, you could ask them if they can turn it off for 3 hours without worrying about it. That'd be adequate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so of the people who have been through your office, how many people do you think would say to you, oh, listen, I could, and tell you the truth, that they could walk away from their cell phone right now and it would be okay? Do you think anybody would be able to do that?
Well, less than 10%.
Less than 10%. The Pope has announced that you shouldn't have your cell phone at the dinner table. Even he knows. Even he knows. And he lives behind a stone wall. And he knows. Okay. And I wonder, if the cardinals and the bishops and, all those at the Vatican when they're having dinner, I wonder how many of those guys have cell phones on. I'd be pretty annoyed if I were the Pope and my direct reports had their cell phones on at the dinner table or lunch table or breakfast table or in church or whatever. But I think that the cell phone has become one of the most serious detractors that is involved in the destruction of mankind.
I agree totally.
I've been thinking for the last couple of days. I can't shake this thought. I haven't fleshed it out. But I've been thinking, what are the similarities of the first Great Depression compared to the depression that we're in today? And I think we're in a depression, and it just hasn't been announced. And it seems to me that, and I was awake last night thinking about this. During the first depression, I'm talking about the 1929, October 1929 is when it really got started. But leading up to that, there was a lot of technology that hadn't been there before. So what am I talking about? Technology in the 1920s? Well, yeah. Around 1920, we started having electricity deployed in homes and businesses, electric lights. That was new. Used to be gas lamps or kerosene lamps. We had electric appliances appearing, like toasters. We didn't have electric toasters. You would heat your, if you wanted to make toast, you would hold the bread over a gas fire with a metal handled device, like two coat hangers, if you will, two metal coat hangers, sort of like that, over the flame if you wanted toast. So we had electric appliances, we had mixers, the vacuum cleaner came out. And we had transportation, which was, the automobile. I was just getting started, but yes, before that it was horse and buggy. And we had communications. We had telecommunications, meaning a telephone. We could actually call someone if they had one at their end. So we had that. And then if you look at today, and so what was happening is we're going faster, faster, faster back then. You could get there faster. There were even airplanes. Okay, not like, commercial airlines that we have today. It was in its infancy, but we did have higher speed transportation, higher speed communication, and conveniences. And today, we have conveniences. Well, you don't want to have to walk over to that light switch and turn on. Just talk to it. Say, "Now turn the lights up, please." Or we have faster cars. And then we have the Tesla cars, which can navigate themselves into a crash for you. So we're falling down because of conveniences that we seem to think we need. And I think that this is we're in the early days of the second Great Depression, Dr. Shuley, because of our stupidity, our greed, and our dependence on things to make our lives appear easier, like the cell phone, which I think makes our life worse because people keep calling. Do you think that there's any link between the first Great Depression and what we're in right now, based on what I've been saying, or do you see any other things?
I think it's accelerated technology. First of all, radio, television, computers, and then cell phones. I mean, to put it in.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah, and if you think about it, what happens, class, when people come home from work? What's the first thing they do? The first thing. Probably turn on the TV. You know, unless they've had a long commute, then they hit the bathroom. After that, I think it's the TV. So the TV's on all the time until people pass out at night. Or it's on even when they do pass out. There is a data leak by a company called Waze. It's a smartphone application, Waze, W-Y-Z-E. And they've had a data leak, and it's affected 2.4 million people. Or customers. And what happens is this device links to devices that, well, your health, you know, your height, your weight, your home address, and if you have cameras hooked up to it. So now your private information and your private video can be seen by people on the internet. Can you imagine that? We've been talking about this for years, but what do people do? They think it's pretty cool. So they have these smart devices, which are really dumb devices. Actually, maybe they are smart devices, and the people who own them are dumb. Dr. Shealy, would you want your house exposed or your business exposed to wireless devices that people could hack into and use as blackmail? Is that what people are doing? They're stupid.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, for years we've been talking about breast implants and the dangers of them. So there's a story about this Russian television presenter. Now, we're not talking about a journalist. We're probably talking about someone who just reads the teleprompter. So she's this pretty gal. And so she's had, for 15 years, breast implants, and they ruptured. And so she needed a four-hour emergency surgery to remove them. Now, women are, maybe even some men, are having these breast implants installed. And they don't seem to understand that if they're in a car accident, they get slammed against the steering wheel, these things can leak. But also, if you look at any plastic products, they get more and more brittle over time, you know, and they crack and break. So, Dr. Shealy, what advice do you have for someone who is thinking about having breast augmentation?
Have a brain transplant instead. Change your mind.
What could happen? What happens when these things leak, Dr. Shealy? It's typically silicone.
Back with the original ones, there was a very strong increase in autoimmune disease like lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, etc. Mm-hmm. I saw 70-some-odd cases back in the early 90s of women who had autoimmune diseases from breast implants. Very bad.
Okay, so why does a woman get a breast implant in the first place? What would they tell you?
Because you know, for some reason they don't feel feminine enough.
Hmm.
For them, the idea of being feminine is bigger breasts, because that has been, you know, played upon in Playboy and in general images of exceptional women didn't have big breasts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, from my perspective, I wouldn't choose, you know, if I had to, all things being equal, I would not choose a wife that just because of big breasts. To me, I'm thinking we're going to need back surgery later.
Well, to me, there's only one real thing. That's personality. Nothing else really matters but personality.
I agree. Someone who's bright and smiley and happy versus someone who's, you know, he's down. Jeez. So when these implants leak, what happens to the contents of the, you know, the liquid, the gel? What happens? Where does it go? And what's it like to get rid of it?
Well, it begins to cause an inflammatory response, which causes swelling and redness and irritation and pain.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, Mrs. Lincoln.
And have you heard of people dying on the operating table while having an implant put in?
I know it's possible. I haven't heard of it directly, personally, but just being put to sleep can kill you. It's a very low rate. It's less than 1% for sure, but just anesthesia alone can kill you.
Okay. How about, have you heard of people dying having them removed?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So there's risks no matter what you do with these implants, whether you're carrying them around with you, whether you fall down on the ice, right? You know, let's say you're in the city street and you fall down on the ice and you go boobs first. Is there a possibility that they could leak right from that?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So, class, if you know someone who's thinking about doing something as silly as this, maybe you should talk to them and try to convince them not to do this. Okay. There's a new thought about ulcers and treating wounds. So, for example, there is now being made a gel, and it's made from the blood of the person who has the wound. And what they do is they take the blood, spin it up in a centrifuge, and separate out the plasma from the other parts of the blood, and they add a material to make it into like a gel, and they put it on the wounds of people who have diabetic ulcers. And they're finding out that by using this gel made from the person's blood, that the wounds are healing more quickly. Have you investigated that, Dr. Shuey?
I have not.
Okay. Does it seem like it would work?
Well, it would work if they're willing to have true personal introspection.
Hmm. So they have to actually think about this mentally and tell themselves it's going to work? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Hmm. Okay. We come back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements with Dr. Shuley. I've got some more medical questions for him. And Dr. Shuley, and if you'd like to share with us some of your thoughts going forward for the new year, I'd love to hear them. Dr. Norm Shuley, normshuley.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.